Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever everyone is, and welcome again to part two of our call, which is all about Q&A with our family. So with that, I have Zaria in the wings here. Hold on a second. Let me go ahead and bring her in. There we go.
Okay, everyone. If you can, go to a window or a patio door and face outside and rub your hands together and put through your palms outward toward the world and say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. From the gods and goddesses of our being, we are in complete harmony. We come here in complete joy, in complete prosperity, in complete wholeness and health and wellness and
harmony.
I can't. I already said that. That was the first one I said. harmony, joy, peace, laughter, healing, much joy, and we're giving this all out to the world. No more fires, no more smoke, no more holdup on the RV, floods, famine, whatever. None of that applies anymore, and we know it.
So be it. And just everybody kind of stand there for, yeah, everybody just needs, everyone just needs to just kind of keep your hands out there and feel the energy just moving from your hands.
Absolutely.
Do this every day if you can't make it at 9 in the morning Pacific time, wherever you are. At least do it during the day. Because that energy is cumulative, you just put it out there into the universe, and the universe picks it up and then brings it to you, those desires, those intentions, and manifestations. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Zaria.
You're welcome. Now, I think we're going to be doing Q&A today, and that's it, nothing else, unless you have some announcements you want to go ahead and speak of.
No, I don't have any announcements. So, if anyone does have any questions in regards to the Amiri products, I would be happy to answer them for you. And if anyone has any testimonies also that they would like to share in regards to any of the products, you know, please go ahead and do so as well. So today is kind of like
also in regards to the healing pulse that my father did for you on the last call.
Oh, for everyone. Okay. That would be good,
yes.
Too. Sure. Anything that for anyone, so everyone can listen in.
Of course.
All right. Thank you, Zaria.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Ready to get your death through? And we can get started. So we'll have a full hour. And no glitches.
Indeed, beloved Gordas.
Hello, Zara. Welcome again. Thank you for being here to continue our call from yesterday.
Indeed.
So, do you have any messages at all for people, for everyone, before I start opening up the lines?
There was a question that was posed to Zaria concerning the Canadian equivalent of the Social Security number and also in regards to the Social Security number. Understand, beloveds, that your Social Security number is an account number. Believe it or not, it is an account number. And I believe it's called the Social Insurance number in Canada. And they have made billions off of you people ever since you were born. Your numbers on your birth certificate and the numbers on the CUSIP in what is called Canada, all of them have been making billions off of your birth certificate. It is traded on a daily basis. So once you do what is termed as take possession of your birth certificate or your social insurance number, then they can no longer do that. They can no longer make any more money off of you. And in time, in turn, you will be able to access those funds, and which is in the billions and in some cases trillions. So that is the answer to that question. How much money are they making off of you? Billions. Indeed.
It can't be trillions, can it?
I said billions.
Trillions.
It depends upon when you were born, the circumstances of it, and yes, it can be in some cases trillions.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay, Zora, let's go ahead and get started. Person, and if everyone can, you know, when you're posing your question, you know, be courteous for there are other people that would like to ask a question. So in regards to the time.
One question
and then,
only and preferably no personal ones.
They're going to be personal ones.
You want ones that are
going to
benefit the whole. Ones that will benefit the whole.
Excuse me, Zora.
I'm hearing you.
So sometimes those personal questions actually are relevant for everybody to know.
Well, you can be the judge as to whether it is a personal for them or a personal for everyone.
Okay, well, we'll see. If it's, you know, sometimes the questions that come up, you know, people can kind of say, oh, okay, that's really interesting. Okay, so anyways, all right, it's a teaching, you know, it's instructional as well. So, all right, here we go. 530 ending in 8000.
That's me, Teresa, in Vancouver.
Hello. Okay, Teresa. Yes,
of
we
course.
Can.
Very well.
I'm not sure how to proceed after the reevaluation. Since I'm here in Canada, I'm going to have to go back and get most of my currencies, and I'd like to know if it's safest for me to fly or to, you know, what I can do about that. I think that was the main question that I had.
Is it safe for you to fly from Canada to the United States in order to be able to exchange, right, or redeem? That's the question, Zora.
Well, yeah. I think with all the problems with COVID and flying right now and the borders being, you know, shut basically, how can I safest, you know, how can I go in my condition to Canada? I mean, to the States.
Are you in Canada or are you in the United States?
I'm in Canada, and I brought with me one Zim note, a couple notes with me.
Oh, to Canada.
Yes.
Indeed.
And the remainder is in the States.
The remainder is in the States. Is it there with someone that you trust?
It's in a safety deposit box.
Ah, it's in safekeeping then. All right.
Yeah.
You want to know, would it be safe for you to fly to the United States, to your other location in the States?
Yes, I'm wondering what the safest way for me to be, you know, to travel right now, because I'm not in the best condition, mobility.
What is wrong? What is wrong with you?
I have a stomach problem. The doctor hasn't figured out, you know, what the problem is. And
use the term as you had. Not that you have, but that you had. Because understand, when you say you have something of a medical nature, then by the law of attraction, you're bringing that in unto yourself. By stating that had it, it is something of a past tense.
Okay.
So, okay.
But back to the main question, Zora.
So let's do a healing.
Tell me what
the issue is. Yes.
Well, before we move into that area, I know you're going to go back again to the main question. It's about her traveling.
Her traveling. She should be fine to travel back to her abode, wherever that may be in the United States. To do her exchange, if she holds residence there, or you can do it in Canada, whichever you desire.
Yeah, I'm no longer living in the States. I'm living in Canada.
But your money is still
in a safety deposit box.
Yes, that's correct.
So you have residence in both the United Teresa.
I have residence in Canada, and I couldn't take my money because of the state of affairs at the border. It was not safe for me to take it at that time. And I had some mobility problems.
Hold on a second, Teresa. So you don't have an address any longer in the United States, but you are a U.S. citizen, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if you're a U.S. citizen,
be able to travel to the United States with no issue.
Yeah. Right.
Indeed. Without a passport.
I have a passport.
Well, I understand this, but she's also an American citizen living in Canada.
Right, you still have to have a passport. Yeah, you have to, whether you're an American citizen or not, Zora, both ways, you still have to show them your passport.
It's been my understanding that Americans, when they go into Canada, they only have to show their driver's license, not the passport.
Well, that may have changed because of the COVID. No. Teresa, tell him how you got into Canada.
I came into Canada
using a passport?
I flew here, and I did need the passport, basically.
Yes.
It was complicated, though, because of COVID. There were a lot of stops and checkpoints.
Okay. If I can, I don't mean to intrude, but, you know, so once, this is how it was, you know, like, and I don't know the situation. You would have to look at, you'd have to ask in Canada the situation as far as the barriers and how long. Since the COVID is still around, they're saying in some states or wherever, Hawaii, et cetera, California, wherever you go, you may have to stay in that particular state for at least 2 weeks just, you know, because of the COVID isolation. I don't know if that still pertains, depending on where you're going to be going to, but that's usually the case. You know, just like if you want to go to Hawaii.
That is the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
people who want to go to Hawaii right now, they can't.
Yeah, I'd like to know if I can, if the border is going to be open, and if I'm going to be capable of making the trip.
Yeah. Well, that those are two things that you have to consider when the time comes. We still don't have all of the specifics yet in regards to what, how can people who live in the United States or have, who are United States citizens, come into the United States because of the COVID. Right, and then they're talking about there's a second wave of COVID already. So those are two things that will have to be resolved at the time of, you know, because then maybe Trump will allow the that to occur somehow. So I don't know what the answer is to that. I don't know what Zora has to say regarding that.
There is no second wave of a COVID at all.
Yeah, I know, but Zora. However, you know that the bad guys, the dark people, the mass media will say otherwise. It's the same thing with Trump having COVID. We understand that. However, we have to live with what the present situations are.
Indeed. All right. Go ahead. But let us do a healing on her first, so she will be in better condition when she does do her travel.
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed, of course. Now, what is your issue that you had?
Well, there was a lot of blood, I guess, in my stool. And, my mobility is still not very good.
Why is your mobility not good?
Since my stroke, I have had issues with walking, and moving my arm, and I'm slowly getting better.
All right. Rub your hands together and place both hands over your heart mind. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. This goes for everyone else who has the same type of issue. And when I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. And you're going to count from 5 to 1, and you're going to say I receive. Then you're going to say, from the goddess of my being, the stroke is no longer going to affect me. In my mobility, it is not going to affect anything anymore because everything is back to normal. My balance is back into where it's supposed to be, and I know it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
From the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
All issues with my stroke that I had are no longer affecting me in any way at all.
All issues with the stroke that I had are no longer affecting me at all.
And I know it.
And I know it.
Now, sit there quietly. You're going to feel a little bit of pressure and heat going into your back and into your heart mind. I am putting what is termed as etheric hands upon your body. They're on top of yours and also on your back. Do you feel that heat beginning to take effect?
Actually, no, I don't.
Well, sit there quietly and you'll begin to feel it. You're going to feel a little heat on your top of your hands that are over your heart. And you're also going to feel the heat on your back. And it's going to be going back and forth through your body and healing all issues with your heart, which has now been totally and completely renewed and restored. And so you no longer have any issues with your heart because it has been totally renewed and energized. So you no longer have any more issues with your mobility. You know, after the 5 minutes that we are doing with your heart, I want you to get up and I want you to move. I want you to walk normally and just do it without hesitation. If you do it with hesitation, you are not believing that it is actually happening. So when you at the end of your 5 minutes, I want you to get up and I want you to walk as you would normally walk. You understand?
Yes.
Indeed. We're not hearing you.
You want me to walk
right now?
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Not time yet. So stay there. I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute. We'll go on to the next person, and we'll come right back to you. Okay, Teresa? All right. Thank you. All right. Our next person is 619, ending in 7260. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Jane and Zora. This is Scott in California. And my question...
All right.
Good morning. My question is for Zora, who has been saying that this RV has been rolling out for the better part of a year now, and we still don't have the 800 numbers yet. So my question is, Christmas is coming up. Are we going to have these 800 numbers before Christmas?
I knew that question was going to come up, and I would say yes.
Is that a maybe or a for sure or what?
No, according to divine plan, it is a definite.
It is a definite. Okay, well, that would be great because we've suffered through many Christmases without this, and it would be Christmas. It'd be great for everybody if we could have this before Christmas.
But do not manifest it to be that way. You want it now. You don't want it later.
Oh, trust me, I do want it now.
Manifest it for now. When you say you're going to have it before Christmas, understand when you say you want to have it before Christmas, then you are manifesting a possibility of it being drawn out until that time. You don't want to You want to simply say it is now.
Okay. Well, you did say it was going to happen in September, and it didn't. So that's why I was like.
Well, that's why every month that we are in the process of this, we're always pushing for the end of that particular month, because we want it to happen right away, but because of what you term as free will, things are occurring that is not allowing it to come to fruition fully, but it is still coming to fruition. So that is a big issue, which is
one other quick thing. When are we going to have the indictments and everything? When's that going to happen? We've been waiting for that forever too.
Oh, that is happening ongoing, but it is just not being publicly announced.
No. Is there ever going to be a public announcement?
Yes, there will.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Indeed. Okay, let's go back here to Teresa.
Indeed.
And see how she's doing.
Teresa, I want you to stand up, Teresa, and I want you to walk. And there is no pain, there is no discomfort, and you are walking normally now.
I will say that I'm walking.
Indeed, I know you are. Now walk as if you were before you had the issue. simply do it. Do not hesitate. When you hesitate, you are what is termed as accepting the condition, and you no longer have the condition. That is over with. When you're healed, you're healed. End of story. That is it. So now walk normally, as you would normally walk. I believe what the term is, step out on faith and walk. And that was what you're doing. You are telling your body that you are not going to accept the symptoms. You are not going to accept anything less than perfection. Is it becoming more evident now that you're walking normally?
I feel like I am walking, and there's still some difficulty, but.
Now, what you want to do on a daily basis at a specific time. You want to repeat your healing to fortify it. You simply say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive, and then you say from the goddess of my being, I am walking normal, and do it. And the more you do that, the more your body will respond accordingly. You simply call upon the goddess of your being to put your body back in the state that it was before the stroke. Understand? So you simply call upon them by saying, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the goddess of my being, I am a normal person, I no longer have any issues with this past stroke, and it is done. And accept that. And know that it is done. Then you will suddenly find that you are walking normally. There's no more issues. There's no more pain or discomfort. And you are fine. But you have to do your part by doing what is termed as accepting the healing and then fortifying the healing with your own voice.
Okay. That much, that I'll do. And I thank you very much, Zara.
You're very welcome. And we do not hear you talking, Quasar.
Okay. So thank you, Teresa. And just a couple of things for you to do on your own, and that is to check, you know, as far as, you know, when you did your passport, what the situation is presently in regards to you coming back to the United States and going back. You'll know what the restrictions are, and then you could do that now. And in regards to, and I think that's it. The rest of it is in terms of, you know, your mobility and just kind of know, and obviously, as Zora said, understanding that you are the goddess. Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Our next caller is 780, ending in 2255. 2255. One question, please. Thank you.
I'll just ask one question. Zora, there's an artificial intelligence company called OnPassive just getting ready to soft launch with a full global launch by the end of the year. And I personally believe that OnPassive is the AI and technology company chosen and gifted with brand new advanced futuristic multiple social media platforms to get healing products like Ameri and many other incredible products to the people en masse worldwide. Sort of like the Elon Musk with his new technology, but for new social media platforms. So I believe.
So what is your question?
I'm just getting there, James. So am I right? Is this like a humanitarian project, like the currencies, to return the money and the power back to the people?
It is.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's a golden opportunity.
It is indeed.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
Three, three, six, ending in 5320.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Alira, North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Yes, hi, Zora. I am here with my husband.
Good.
He was diagnosed with prostate cancer. We want healing for him, and he's right here with me.
All right. All right, rub your hands together and have him put his hands over the prostate area. One hand in the front, one hand in the back, and you put your hands on top of his, and you simply call upon the goddess of your being, and you will say 54321 receive to him, and he will say 54321 I receive once we do this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive.
I receive.
No. He says I receive, you say receive.
Okay. He receives.
I receive.
Indeed. Now feel that warmth going into your prostate area and is beginning to heat up. Is your hands beginning to get warm?
A little bit.
Good. And how about yours, beloved?
Yes.
Beginning warmer.
Yes, I can feel it.
You will. When you rub your hands together, what it does is it stirs up the chi of the body and activates it. So, and that's where the heat is coming from. And that is what goes into the body and does the healing according to the god or goddess of your being. So that's what you're doing. You're activating the goddess within you, the god within him, and you're both doing it simultaneously, and you're bringing forth the healing into that area.
Okay.
Now you simply say that it is done, and I know it.
It is done.
It is done.
And I know it.
And I know it.
Good.
Okay, guys. Thank you. All right.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, we have a bunch of people, everyone, so that's why I'm kind of rushing here.
Go ahead.
And I think, yeah, all right, so our next person is 860 ending in 1804.
Thank you for having the extra call. This is John, Connecticut.
And how are you?
Sorry, yesterday. Good, how are you?
God. I am wonderful.
Sorry, yesterday. Thank you. Yesterday you stated after the election Trump will turn the presidency over to an Indian American woman. Did you mean a week later, 120 days after Nisar is announced, or in 4 years? And how does JFK Jr. play into this?
Understand, Trump is playing a part.
Yes.
And he already knows that. He already also knows that once he takes office, he'll only be there for a short time because the new, which is called Republic Government President, will be taking office. So he will be relinquishing his position over to her. And then he will go back into civilian life for which he longs for.
Right, but that's the question. It'll be after the Nisar election, right?
Yes, not 4 years.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, John. Okay. All right. Next question is coming from 360 ending in 1336.
Yes. Thank you, Zora. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Zoraya. Thank you, Saraya. This is Elsie from Washington. Can you hear
Indeed.
Me?
Indeed. Of course.
Okay. Beloved Zora, I want to thank you for your love for us. You have always been willing to give us answers and help. And there is a saying that goes, when the student is ready, the master will come. And so
Indeed.
You are so greatly appreciated. And I just want to relay that to you because
Indeed.
It is so beneficial to all of us on the call and our loved ones to be able to obtain information that affects us readily and guides us
mm-hmm.
in our quest to evolve to a more pure consciousness frequency. So thank you for
Indeed.
Being there for me, for us. My question is, beloved Zora, there is talk about mini ice age. And there is talk that maybe this will take place this winter. And
no.
so for the many who may be affected by it, can you give us some information on that, please?
No ice age is coming upon the planet. The planet is in the state of a full ascension, which will include the entire population of the planet. But also understand that presently, Terra Crista has already moved into a full fifth dimensional existence. It is just you beings upon her that are catching up. But there is not going to be an ice age coming upon this planet.
Excuse me, Zara? No, she's asking about
Indeed.
a mini ice age. Yes.
Not even a mini.
Okay, there we go.
That is great because there's so many people who are displaced, what with forest fires and other natural disasters. So it's really great to know that we don't have to be concerned about freezing to death.
I'm just going to tell you there's not going to be a mini ice age or any type of ice age at all.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you for your question, Elsie. And thank you very much.
Thank
for.
You.
We appreciate your comments. Thank you.
All right
here we
you.
Go. Next person is 314 ending in 2036.
Thank you, Jane. Zara, good day. Beautiful day. This is Jim from St. Louis.
Yep. Hi, Jim.
I wanted to ask Zara about December 21st, the winter solstice, what he might see as what we will see as a person, just, wondering what the winter solstice is going to show,
The closer you move toward the full ascension of planet Earth, you're going to see wonderful things. Taking place.
this will be visible by the naked eye?
Of course.
Yeah. Rainbow wave of energy, I guess, is what I hear.
Hmm. Also, you are also looking forward to what is termed as galactic disclosure as well.
This year?
Indeed.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Zara. Love you. Love and light to you. And my wife's trailer burnt down in Florida the other day. So, everyone, I wish you could send her some love and light also. Her name's Camille.
Camille. Let's go ahead and send some
Camellia.
Love, Zara. Five.
Five.
Camellia.
Four. Three, two, one.
Two,
receive.
One,
Camille.
Receive. Camellia.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jim. Thank you. Thank you for your question. All right, here we go. Our next caller is 360, ending in 9063.
Hello, Zora?
Hello.
My name is Norm, out here in Washington State.
Indeed.
My question, several months ago, I asked you who built the Great Pyramid. And you told me it was built by Hermes and delivered in total at the Giza Plateau. My question is,
indeed,
when? When was that delivered?
When was that delivered?
Many thousand years ago?
I put it this way. It was put there before Atlantis was mentioned.
Right. But can you give me, in terms of years? To me, it's more than 75 to 100,000 years.
Yes, more than that.
Can you qualify that a little bit more?
I don't think...
Is it a necessity that you know exactly when?
No, it's not. I'm just a curious guy. I like following Egypt and all those things, Atlantis, Lemuria. So everything you watch on the internet is wrong. So I thought I'd call you.
That is so. Well, I understand that the demise of the Atlantean culture happened 12,000 years ago.
Right.
And of course, the Lemurian was shortly before that. So it was well before that, before the, what you call, the demise of Atlantis, that the pyramids were built.
Okay. I guess we'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Okay, Norm, thank you for your question. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We have another one that we have here. It's 702 ending in 5195.
That is
hello?
Las Vegas area. Yes?
Hello, this is Ava.
Hello, Ava.
I have a question. Yes, I have a question. You mentioned yesterday that we're going to go to Hollow Earth. Will I go with my body to the center of the Earth or to the crust of the Earth? What's the difference?
If I mentioned that you could go into Hollow Earth, is just what I said. You can go into Hollow Earth.
Will I go?
Would you go with your body? Of course.
In my lifetime, okay.
Of course.
Oh, wonderful. So they will be soon.
Indeed.
Wow. So how come 9 billion people will go to center of the Earth? This is hard for me to understand.
That is another question. You only require one question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I'm happy I will go. I'm happy I will go. Thank you so much.
Okay. See you in Hollow Earth.
Okay.
That's Zora's domain. All right. Well, part of his domain. Okay. 817 ending in 1564.
Yeah, it's Fernando in Texas. Hello.
Oh, hi, Fernando.
Yeah. Yeah, my question is, some people have been seeing another orb behind the sun. I just wondering, is that an Arcturian ship or what? What
is that? That is known as Elenum.
Okay.
Understand, when you look at the sun, you will see a gray orb in front of the sun. And it almost encompasses the entire sun. That is a collectorship from the star system of Sirius. And it is part directly in front of the sun. So you only see what you call a sliver of the sun around the gray orb. And that is a ship. That ship is known as Elenin. It is from Sirius. And it is awaiting permission to traverse the bit of space to the Earth.
Yeah, but some people caught pictures of it, and it looked like behind the sun, like behind to the side. I wonder if that was a different ship.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Does it come across when you're looking at the sun that it's kind of a gray? It's a gray that looks like it's trying to cover the sun, or is it a different? It looks like a different ball of light.
Looks like
Go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like another ball of light, kind of behind the sun to the side a little bit, not directly in front of the sun, but it's looks like another sun behind it. It's a shiny orb.
So it's as big as a sun, or a lot smaller than the sun?
But at times it looked like in some pictures that it was smaller than the sun, and kind of further back.
That would be termed as another ship.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right, thanks, Fernando. Yeah. All right. So, Zora, what are we talking about when you've got that happening and you've got a lot more, there are a lot more ships that are really appearing, in the skies?
Indeed.
Close
well, because
to the moon.
They're meant to.
Right.
They're
moon,
meant to.
The sun. Yeah, all over the place. So
indeed.
my question for
you're
everybody
going to see
is
more daylight sightings.
Right. So where are most of the appearances of the ships now? Is it still not so much the United States, but in other countries, over other countries still? Or where are most of them showing up? Other countries still.
Indeed.
Because the United States, they don't feel that we're ready in the United States to see them?
Oh, no, not that. It's just that the people of the other countries are more what you call receptive than the ones in the United States. The United States is being kept under what is termed as a thumb shelter. But that thumb shelter is soon to dissolve, and they will see more ships in their entirety, and they will also not be cloaked. They will be seen in plain sight.
All right, Sarah. Our hour is soon approaching, so unless I see any more hands that are raised, I think perhaps maybe this would be a good time as well to just go ahead and do a healing, unless you have other messages for people at this point. And I'm going to go ahead and look on my phone and see if there's any others as well or information. Okay, hold on a second, everybody.
Just know that you are gods and goddesses, and never doubt that. If you are wondering about that reality, you want to know if you have just God power, simply do the following exercise, and you will discover that, yes, you have power. It is just an outward showing of your power. Get yourself what is termed as a glass of water or a glass of juice, whichever you prefer. And then you rub your hands together, and this is from the Northern Hemisphere. You rub your hands together, and you place your right hand on the table, on the edge of your right hand, with your palm facing your liquid within the container. And on the left side, you lay your hand flat on the back of your hand on the table. You join your last three fingertips with your thumb tip, creating an opening underneath your thumb. Your index finger is pointed outward. And you stay there for approximately 3 to 5 minutes, after which time you will retaste your liquid, and you will find that there is a definite difference in the flavor. But of course, you want to taste it before you do the exercise, so you know the flavor and the taste of your liquid that you are purifying. And then, after the 3 to 5 minutes, you retaste your liquid, and you will taste a 100% difference in the flavor. That is showing an outward showing of your God or goddess power. And that is something that you can do readily as often as you like. The more you do it, the stronger it becomes, because you are exercising your God or goddess power. So, you're wondering if you're gods and goddesses? That is an exercise you can do to show yourself that it is a reality.
Okay, Zora, thank you. I have another question.
Indeed.
This will be our last question.
And it would be the opposite. It would be the opposite in the Southern Hemisphere. Opposite hand.
Okay. All right. Okay, so our last caller is 805 ending in 6638.
God bless you for answering it. Can you hear me?
Indeed.
Yeah, Zora's here.
Thank you. Bless you both. And my question is Dr. Jerry's phone calls during the week. I want to learn more. I've ordered the products and the whole package.
Okay.
So what is that connection for Dr. Jerry's?
Oh, you mean his email?
Oh yes. Here's a number. In fact, what I can do, what happens is, okay, so first of all, let me go ahead and give you the phone number for every day. It's a prospecting call. And then, of course, he has information there going forward. Okay, so hold on 1 second. Let me go get it. And that number is, starting tomorrow, 602-580-9874, and the access code is 209-6024-pound, 209-6024-pound.
Great. What time would that call be?
9 a.m. Pacific.
And I also, will I have an opportunity to ask him a question about how best to start on the products, the detox first, slowly the others, or introduce it all at once? So do you have an email for him?
He has an email, but I can't just tell everyone if you purchased the products already. Start with the fundamentals. If you have the fundamentals, start with your reboot. So that's 3 days before you begin the rest of the other. Because the reboot is one product, right? So then you can go ahead and start with those three. If you purchase any more than that, I would just kind of wait a week before you begin anything else, including that. Okay, and I will give you Dr. Jerry's email for anyone else. It's E as in Edward, T as in Tom, R as in Robert, U, Umbrella, T, Tom, H, Harry, number one at Gmail. And let me repeat that again. It's eTruth1, E-T-R-U-T-H, number one, at gmail.com.
Bless you. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. And
my heart to you. Love.
Much love to you, too. All right, Sarah. I think 5-4-3-2-1 is good. Let's do it. We have
5-4-3-2-1 receive.
4-3-2-1 we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our being, we are in full, perfect joy and harmony and peace and great abundance, including the RV. And and everyone have yourselves a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. Remember that this, again, in regards to the RV GCR, they are calling that it is this week. So please go ahead and get yourselves everything put into place. Go through the details again. Add any more projects if you want. And when it's time, we'll have our show, and we'll talk with you then. Otherwise, this coming Saturday again. And we will see you all again. Zora?
Indeed.
Okay. Very good, everybody. Thank you again for being here.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.